From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A partial shutdown of the U.S. government began about 2 hours ago after a funding bill was blocked in the Senate. Spending authority expired at midnight Washington time, triggering a halt of non-essential functions. Handful of Republicans join all but a handful of Democrats in opposing that funding bill, which needed three-fifths backing to advance to the 100-member chamber. Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell blamed the government shutdown on Democrats in the Senate. He said Americans will not tolerate this shutdown, which McConnell said did not have to happen. Democratic leader Chuck Schumer replied, saying Republicans also voted with the Democrats. He said they tried to reach a deal in a meeting with President Trump at the White House. Schumer went on to say this was called, should be called, the Trump shutdown because he said Mr. Trump has avoided all bipartisan negotiating. White House responded immediately to failure to reach a funding agreement, blaming Senate Democrats for what it called the Schumer shutdown, accusing legislators of valuing illegal immigrants ahead of lawful Americans. The so-called DACA program to keep some 700,000 illegal immigrants from being deported was an issue which Democrats cite as part of their reasons for allowing a government shutdown. These illegal immigrants were brought to the U.S. by their parents. Meantime, federal agencies are furloughing employees, halting major portions of their operations. U.S. High Court has signaled it will consider the legality of President Trump's order restricting travel in varying degrees from 8 countries, 6 of those a majority Muslim countries. This is VOA News. Tanzania has temporarily stopped registration of foreign ships following the seizure of 5 Tanzanian flagships carrying illegal cargo. Tanzania is one of 7 countries being investigated by the UN for violating arms embargo against North Korea. U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis has rolled out the unclassified portion of the Trump administration's national defense strategy, one that emphasizes expanding the American competitive military advantage over China and Russia. Mattis says terrorism remains a concern for the U.S. despite the fall of the Islamic State's caliphate in Iraq and Syria. Document also accuses China of in the area. Claims Russia violates neighboring borders and seeks to shatter the NATO alliance. Mattis rolled out and called out rogue regimes such as North Korea and Iran for continuing actions that threaten regional and global stability. Pope Francis in Peru after a visit to Chile and left many Catholics there confused and angry. At issue is the Pope's answer to a question about a bishop accused of the country's child sex abuse scandal. Reuters' Rob Muir reports the Pope there said no evidence that Bishop Juan Bardos tried to cover up that scandal.
The Pope appointed Bishop Bardos in 2015 to head the small diocese of Osorno in south-central Chile. This despite the allegations against him. Bardos is accused of protecting his former mentor, Father Fernando Caradima, who was found guilty in a Vatican investigation in 2011 of abusing teenage boys over many years going back to the 1980s. Caradima has denied the allegations. Bardos says he was unaware of any wrongdoing. And while the Pope has apologized to victims of sexual abuse by priests in Chile, for many Catholics, his defense of Bishop Bardos only serves to keep the scandal alive.
Reuters' Rob Muir. Surrounded by activists at the White House, President Trump addressed the 45th annual March for Life anti-abortion event in Washington.
It has to change. Americans are more and more pro-life. You see that all the time. In fact, only 12% of Americans support abortion on demand at any time. Under my administration, we will always defend the very first right in the Declaration of Independence, and that is the right to life.
That is President Trump speaking at the White House. For more news, go to our website. You can find us at voanews.com, and we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.